Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to the show. We got a big Friday show. Today, Lunchbox will find out. I guess you'll audition for the director.
Yes.
You may not find out today, but you're going to audition for the director.
I mean, he may be moved and just say right there.
But that's why I'm saying you may find out. Yeah. So let me say morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. What? Give me one word to describe how you're feeling today. It could be an emotion. I just need a word. Like, what word am I associating with you today, Amy?
Tired.
Okay. I think we all can relate to that
one. Oh,
right?
Yeah. For
Amy's
sure.
Checking in as tired. Ding. Eddie.
Hurting. My head hurts. I don't know why. It hurts.
Headache?
This morning. Yes, it just hurts.
Water?
Not maybe.
Dehydrated?
Maybe I need to drink water, not coffee. Could be it.
Okay. Eddie's in at
hurtful.
Hurtful. Lunchbox?
Chill.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Do you wake up in a decent mood?
Yeah.
You do? You're not grumpy?
Not grumpy. I just get in the shower. Cool. What up? Here we go.
Chill. He checks in as chill.
Wow. Chill.
Ray, what are you checking in as today?
Yeah, give me tired. I'm about 4 hours behind on the sleep tank.
Okay. Ray's checking in as tired. Ding.
Okay. And
and I'm checking in as annoyed today.
Oh. Really?
Only to start the show. I made a list of things. We can play What's Your Annoyance today. I generally am pretty good. I'm good. I'm just a little annoyed. Number five of top five.
Oh, gosh.
How serious right is this going to get?
Well, yeah. We'll see.
Like, how annoyed
not,
are you?
I'm annoyed. I'm not angry or upset. I'm annoyed.
Okay.
But I got five things I'm annoyed at. Number five, I got a pair of pants on and the zipper won't stay up.
Oh.
And these are pants that are nice pants.
Amy, stop looking.
What?
Eddie, that's not a good joke. But it's
funny. I can't even see.
I'm sitting behind a table. Number five. The zipper on my pants, every time I sit or stand, it goes like halfway down. And these are nice pants. And that's annoying.
That is annoying.
Number four. This morning, as I'm trying to quietly tiptoe around my bedroom as my wife was asleep, we have a new bench at the bottom of our bed. Different size than the other one. And I would understand, and I do understand how, because I worked with a blind guy on one of my episodes in Nat Geo, and he was like, man, people move the furniture, I run into it, and it hurts. Well, since it's a new size, I hit my knee so hard on the very, very edge of it, as it was like, boom, and then she's asleep, and I'm like, I can't be loud, and I just got like that. And I'm like, oh, annoyed at that. I didn't pay attention to that. Number three, Eller, our dog, one of our two dogs, got sick a couple weeks ago. Her stomach was hurting and she would not eat the dry food that she always eats. She's like, I'm not eating it. I'm not eating it. So I put a little broth on there. My wife's idea. Put a little chicken broth on the food. She ate it. Tastes better to her. She got healthy. She's healthy now, but now she won't eat her food with that broth on it.
Oh,
yeah.
There's that no happened. Going back.
And so now I got to put broth on her food every morning. I spit everywhere. I'm so irritated at this. I got to put broth on her food every morning, or she just looks at me. Well, other thing is, Stanley got it and ate some of her food, and now he wants broth too because he knows what the broth food is like. And then I feel guilty, so putting broth in my dog's food, number three. Now, broth is not that expensive. I get a little box of it, a little box of broth. Take a little white cap off, pour it all on there. It's just the fact that I have to do it now. Number two. BK from Florida Georgia Line annoyed the crap out of me.
Uh-oh.
Well, here's what happened. I did the interview with Tyler, and Tyler came on. It was good. We're not together anymore, but he told his story. BK's like, hey, I want to come on. And we don't ever let people just say, I want to come on. But I was like, I talk to him, and I never do that. But he's like, hey, here's why I want to come on and why I'm asking. So I just want to tell my story for different reasons. And I'm like, okay, cool. We set it up. We only dedicate one time a week to do these because they're such intense podcasts. They're an hour of me sitting there, got to do prep up front. They come to my house. There's a whole calendar's got to be la la la. In less than 24 hours, like, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. I wait till new music. But it's like, it is what it is. I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Number one, my rib injury. I don't know how I did it. Most injuries I know. I'm like, did that doing sprints. Did that doing deadlift.
You do work out hard for...
I don't know how much I got a rib injury.
Okay, I'm just saying.
And I breathe, and I go, it pokes me.
Is it broken?
Nah, I've had a broken rib. It's been a long time, but it ain't broken.
You been boxing
you
or anything?
Hey, I assure you it ain't broken. Yeah, okay. It's like...
And there's nothing you can really do for a rib injury.
You can do this a lot. And annoy your wife. So that's why I come to you today. I'm in a good mood. I'm just annoyed by all that.
With all those things, you're still in a good mood?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, cool. Take it.
I'm good. I'm healthy.
Yeah.
Feel good?
No, you just said your rib is almost
healthy.
Broken.
But I'm healthy. You know? Maybe not be healthy, but I'm healthy.
Okay.
I'm rocking it. Do you guys want to play?
Yeah,
I got one. You do. Go ahead, Eddie.
For sure. I've told my kids 100 times, don't leave stuff on my car because it's parked in the garage and they think it's a shelf or something. Well, this happened this morning as I'm leaving my house. I'm going down the road out of my neighborhood. I take a left out of my neighborhood and I hear,
whoosh. Oh no.
And I look in my rearview mirror. They had a bucket of sidewalk, chalk or whatever. Boom, all over the street.
Because they left it on your car.
Because they left it on my car. I had to text my wife to see, like, I'm not stopping to pick that up, but if you see that on the street, can you please pick that up? Mm-hmm. So annoying.
Okay, Amy.
I'm annoyed with my daughter, Stashira.
Oh.
Because...
all our kids.
My name.
No, this is very specific. She is now in driver's ed, and when she rides with me, she just calls out all my,
that would be so annoying.
Infractions?
Mm.
Or
yeah.
What do you...
Sure.
Your mistakes.
She
probably never stops talking.
Mom, you're speeding.
Mom, watch out.
I do a stop sign.
Mom, that thing's sitting there, and you're driving toward it awfully fast.
Yes. Mom, I don't think you stopped fully at the stop sign, or if the light is yellow and I go through
Sure,
and it
you're
happens
doing God's
to
work,
turn red.
I'm like proud of her. Sure, that's God's
like,
work. Yes.
She's like, that light turned red.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting called out.
Why are you saying all this stuff now, calling yourself out? She's like, Mom, that kid's in a stroller and you're racing toward it.
Mom, we just hit something.
Mom, there's a
Mom, that
Mom they're asking
there.
For help. Mom, they're asking to call 911. Okay.
I'm just ready for a driver's ed to be over so we can calm down.
Ray?
Yeah, this little dial right here, it sticks. You wouldn't be able to tell because I'm that good at my job, but it's been sticking for about a month, and engineering says it's impossible to fix just one dial. They would have to rip the butt out of the entire board, and for that, I'm annoyed.
So do it again for audience?
This is how it's supposed to be, but it sticks, so it's like it's not smooth.
It turns it up, yes. Okay, finally, Lunchbox.
I'm annoyed at my bike. I don't know. There's a clicking noise. Whenever I'm hitting the brake, click, 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 and I don't know what it is, if it's the tires rubbing against something, but all of a sudden this new bike, I mean, it's already got a click.
You just got it serviced, didn't you?
I know I got it.
Sure, it's not your knee, old man?
It could be mine.
Everything on me hurts.
I mean, hopefully it's not my knee, but I think it's something on the bike. I don't know if the wheel's bent, but yeah, a clicking on the bike, not good.
Yeah, well, that's how we're starting our day.
We're all annoyed.
But now I've made you all annoyed. It's time to open up that mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I work in a small office setting. Me and two other women, we have recently hired a male. We have one bathroom in our office that we all share. The new male employee that started a couple months ago works remotely 3 days a week, but is in the office 2 days a week. Those 2 days that he's in the office, he uses the restroom multiple times a day and never puts the toilet seat back down. How do I tell him to be respectful of the women in the office and to put the toilet seat down after he uses the restroom without calling him out and or embarrassing him? Signed, the annoyed coworker who almost falls in the toilet multiple times a day. Well, I'm glad you asked. This is a simple one. What you do is you get a burner account, right? An email burner account.
The old burner account.
I don't think this one is as sensitive as the other, like somebody stinking.
Nah.
I think this one is just, hey, Clint, you want to put the seat down? I almost fell in the toilet a minute ago. That's it. That's the end of the story. Because if someone, let's look at both situations. If someone came to me and said, hey, Bobby, your butt stinks. Or your underarms stink. Or you stink as a person. Or your breath stinks. My feelings would be hurt a little bit. I'd be like, oh, I'd be embarrassed. That embarrassment would be what would hurt my feelings. If someone said, hey, would you mind putting the seat down? I'd be like, oh, that's a good point. Dang, I'm an idiot.
Didn't think about that.
Mm-mm. So he probably doesn't have a wife or a woman living with him, if that's the case.
Yeah.
So I do not think it's as big of an issue to leave the toilet seat down. You could even be funny about this one. You get him a box of cookies and a balloon, and you say, hey, welcome to the office. Sign $30 a PS. Please put the toilet seat down. We keep falling in. He'll laugh. He'll get cookies. That's awesome. That's not tough for us as a dude. It's tough for us to remember, but it's not tough for us to hear what you want. Heck, we hear it a bunch of times before we ever get to it. Sometimes we still forget. Sometimes I still hear, oh!
What happened? But, dang.
I swear I put it down. I swear, but gravity, something's up. Yeah, I don't think that's an issue at all. So just any guys here disagree?
No. How about this, lady? Just put the seat down and it takes 2 seconds.
I agree.
It's not very hard to walk in a bathroom.
But it's not
and
worth
see
it.
And
yeah.
See
I agree.
Well, then to your point, it's not that hard for him to put it down.
Especially if he lifted it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so when she's leaving, then when she's leaving, she needs to put it up because he keeps peeing on it and he's going to get mad at her.
What you can do then is just always put both down if there's a lid and a deal.
He's angry. Yep. But, you know, he does make a point, though. Do we have to put it back up?
Here's the point. It ain't worth the fight.
It's meant to be down.
No, we lift it up to pee in it.
It's meant to be down. I would say it's meant to be triple layered, down with the lid.
But the fact that she keeps saying, I almost fall in, well, then you're not very observant, woman. Like, right.
I
agree
with that, too. Yeah, completely agree. My only point is it's not. This is not a battle that's worth fighting.
So it never is.
Pick your battles. He won't care. Just tell him. Give him a little treat and be like, P.S. Sign the three women who hope you'll put the toilet seat up. LOL, smiley face. Ha ha ha.
Could they tape a reminder in the bathroom? Dear Clint, close the lid.
That one may feel a little weirder because they're not doing it to their face and you're making it kind of a big weird deal.
Yeah, just talk
to
them.
Just say it. And I love a good burner account hiding from the truth.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday, and we always love when a listener kicks it off for us.
I have a Fun Fact Friday. Your earlobes line up with your nipples. Have a great day.
Let me test this here. Earlobes. Let me go straight down. Straight down. Earlobes.
Whoa.
I start giggling.
That's weird. That is weird.
There you go. Thank you, Taylor in Alabama. All right. Here we go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! We got the most fun facts of the week all around the room. Morgan, you're up first.
So lions weren't loud enough. So when they did The Lion King, tiger roars were actually used instead of lion roars.
Oh, your whole childhood was a lie, right?
That's deceiving.
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Those are tiger roars?
Yep, not lions
roaring. Why couldn't they just get a lion roar and turn it up? Like louder.
Know.
Turn the volume up.
Well, that's an idea.
You know? Yeah. Hate to go all next level on them. Eddie, what you got?
Yeah, so in the English dictionary, there is no word that rhymes with orange. That's the one word that doesn't have another word that rhymes with it.
If I were going to write a song, though, and rhyme with orange.
Well, you can do words.
Yeah, I do like Eminem and Ben words.
Yeah, like what?
Like I ate my corn and gee, come here, corn. Yeah, orange corn. And then you can do the corn.
Corn does not rhyme with orange.
But you're bending words.
Yeah.
Or kind of rhymes. Mm-hmm. Orange or lorn or lord.
Orange.
That still doesn't rhyme.
But you're missing the point. You can make it sound like it's rhyming. I'm sitting on a beach, I'm eating a little orange. Got the good book open, just talking to the Lord. And I see, then that feels like a rhyme.
So Lord rhymes with orange.
No, but it, okay, anyway.
No words rhyme with orange.
You're right. I'm just saying you can do almost rhyme.
You're trying to prove my fact wrong, and it's not.
No, I'm not proving it wrong at all. You can do
it
all.
It is a fact, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Good news. If you're ever traveling to Mexico and you get arrested and thrown in prison, it's not illegal to break out. It's not a crime to break out of prison in Mexico.
Do you think they made that a law because of all the drug lords breaking out and they didn't add to them?
I don't know, but they said if you break out of prison, they will come find you, but you will not be charged with any other crime because it is a human desire to be free.
I got lots of human desires. And they're all in Mexico, they're all
legal.
Wow. So weird.
Oh, that should be their sign. Welcome to Mexico. Your human desires are legal.
Everybody would go there.
Amy.
Well, sometimes, you know, understanding money and like the difference between a million and a billion is really hard. But 1 million seconds is about 11 days. But 1 billion seconds is roughly 31 and a half years. So
wow,
that's
a big difference. In
yeah.
A million
so
that's
11
lot.
Days to 31 years is that difference. And it's a lot.
It's pretty good. Mine has to do with numbers, too. I know some of you guys will, it's weird for me because some of you might get turned on by this fact, but approximately 250,000 people in America are married to their first or second cousins.
What?
Wow.
Huh. That's not good.
Like second cousin.
Say that again. Say that again. Say it.
Approximately 250,000 people in America are married to their first or second cousins.
If you're one of those, call in, please.
Oh, you want?
I want to hear from these people. I mean,
first cousins.
Preferably
are,
first cousins.
Well, yeah, first cousins is crazier than second. Second's still crazy.
No, second is still really
crazy. It is,
crazy.
But it's a so much purer blood first cousin.
Second, you might accidentally not know you're related.
Man.
This sounds like something's happened in your life, Amy. You're like defending them. She's like, oh, you just might make out with them, and who knows? And all of a sudden, they're like, but yeah, 250,000 people in America are married to their first or second cousin.
Is it?
What if you never met your first cousin ever, and then you're 25 and you meet him and you fall in love?
Right. That could happen.
Oh, man, that'd be weird. I mean, yeah, it could happen. I mean, I'm not hating on it, but most likely you know your first cousin.
Is that what happened to Rudy Giuliani, or did he know?
Mm-hmm. He's married to his cousin?
He's married to his cousin.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, now we're down to 249,000. Oh, man.
Rudy Giuliani, okay. Former mayor of New York City's married Regina Perugia in 1968. It didn't say it's his cousin. It's just nine famous people who married their cousins. Wow. Saddam Hussein, Charles Darwin, Albert Einstein. Maybe we need to marry cousins.
Yeah.
I mean,
Saddam Hussein's in that list. What are you talking about?
No, but the rest of them.
Yeah, Albert Einstein. I'm
Charles Darwin, second cousin.
Rudy Giuliani's a second cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, it's his cousin.
Yeah, man, that's no good.
Giuliani's first wife is his second cousin. That's wild. That's wild. All right, well, we
There you go.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so there's Boy Scouts, and then there's becoming an Eagle Scout. That is like top tier. Not many Boy Scouts get there because it's so difficult. But 17-year-old Dominique Claisman, he's like, I am going to be an Eagle Scout. Well, part of that is you have to think of a project for your community. He decided he wanted to build a veterans memorial in his hometown in Minnesota. And he thought, okay, I'm going to budget this out. He met with an architect. They were figuring everything out. $12,000 to $15,000. Well, the donations just kept pouring in and pouring in. He went door to door to local businesses. Word spread. Everyone wanted to help out. They raised $77,000. So with that money, they were able to completely upgrade their project. They went granite benches instead of wooden ones, big flag poles erected from the ground. Like, it's pretty cool. It's going to be awesome.
That's pretty cool that he built a memorial for veterans in his hometown. Like, that thing will probably be up for a long time. Hopefully, he kept some money, too, for, you know, keeping it, taken care of, instead of just throwing it all out there. You know, if you buy a fancy car, but you can't afford to pay for the gas, or if it breaks down, that's trouble. But that's awesome. What's his name again?
Dominique Claisman.
Dominique, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Easy trivia. Let's go, everybody.
Yes.
The category is country music trios. Easy trivia. Amy, Charles, Dave, and Hillary make up what trio?
Lady A.
Correct. Lunchbox, Natalie, Marty, and Emily make up what trio?
The Chicks.
Correct. Eddie, Gary, Jay DeMarcus, and Joe Don Rooney make up what trio?
The Flats. The Rascal Flats. Good.
Wow, you would have
got... I would have boned you.
No, you would not have. Nobody goes out first round.
But sometimes. I would have had it been second.
Maybe.
Morgan. Siblings, Kimberly, Reed, and Neil make up what country trio?
The band Perry.
That's correct. Okay, so y'all got that one right. That's how it works.
Woo!
Easy trivia. Eddie's got his tiara on because he is a reigning champion.
That's right.
If you miss it, you hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Ready to play?
Ready.
Ready.
Yep.
Category is Disney. Amy, what kind of elephant, is Dumbo?
He's an elephant.
He's an elephant. Yeah, that was a question.
I was like,
yeah. I meant to say animal. I said elephant. Yeah. Lunchbox, in what Disney movie will you find Elsa?
Frozen.
Correct. Eddie, what does Cinderella's fairy godmother turn into a carriage?
Oh, a pumpkin.
Correct. Pretty tough for round two.
That was a tough one. That's a tough one. Yeah.
Good movie.
In the Disney Pixar movie Up, Morgan, mm-hmm. Carl's house was lifted by what?
Balloons.
Correct. Next category, Earth.
Ooh. I love Earth.
I love our planet. Earth.
Amy, what's the most outer layer of Earth that we live on?
Okay. Core. Yeah. The crust?
Correct. Oh. Lunchbox, what's the innermost layer of the Earth?
The core?
Correct.
I gotta stop talking out loud.
Eddie, what's the name of the layer of Earth's atmosphere that absorbs the majority of the potentially damaging ultraviolet light from the sun?
Ooh, that's the ozone layer.
Correct. Morgan, what's the middle layer of Earth that lies just beneath the crust and right above the core?
Well, those were the three layers I knew, but I'm guessing mantle.
Correct.
Okay. Wow!
There you go. The next category is classic TV.
Yes.
Oh, Eddie's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's the oldest.
Amy, where did Ralph Cramden threaten to send his wife on the honeymooners?
What?
That's crazy.
I don't even know what y'all are, what these, I don't know what any of this is. Ralph who, from where?
Where did Ralph Cramden threaten to send his wife on the show The Honeymooners?
I
don't even know that one, Amy. Just pick a place.
H-E double hockey sticks.
No. To the moon, Alice. To the moon, Alice.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't hear her boning.
You've been
boned. I cannot believe that boned me.
Yeah, it did. Amy has been eliminated.
Sorry, Amy. I got to be honest with you.
I know this show.
That was tough.
The Honeymooners?
Well,
yeah, that one will get you eliminated.
If would space have counted?
No, to the moon. He goes, to the moon, Alice. You really can't do that on TV now because he's actually going to punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
That's crazy. Hey, Lunchbox, what was the Bayside High Gang's hangout spot on Saved by the Bell?
The Max.
Good job.
Yeah.
He knew that one.
That was a toughish one, too. Eddie.
Yeah.
Winnie, Kevin, and Paul are characters from what TV show?
The Wonder Years.
That's correct. Morgan, what TV show took place in the fictional town of Mayberry?
I don't even know any of these shows that we've mentioned.
What TV show? I thought this was a pretty easy one. What TV show took place in the fictional town of Mayberry?
Mayberry. Cheers.
Did you ever hear the song? I mean, it's Mayberry.
Isn't that a Rascal Flatts song?
It is. But they're talking about Mayberry.
Uh-huh.
And the show is the Andy Griffith Show.
You've been booed.
Never watched it.
Well, down go two.
Wow.
Hey, dude,
No. We're going to fight this one out.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go, Lunchbox.
The category is one-hit wonders.
Love it.
Great.
So what I'll do is I'll give you a question and you tell me the answer.
Do I hear the song?
One-hit wonder.
Thanks, Bones.
I was just saying if there was audio. I was trying to talk with Ray, but I have an audio. Oh. The next category is one-hit wonders. What is the name of the Wallflowers' most famous one-hit wonder, Lunchbox?
One Headlight.
Correct.
Let's go.
I'm shocked.
Wow.
With
shocked.
One Headlight.
I don't know how I know that.
Hey, he could win this one.
I don't know if I can sing that.
Yes.
Wow. I'm shocked by that.
I'm shocked.
Eddie.
Yep. This is not good.
Tub Thumping is a song by what band?
Chumbawamba.
Correct. In One Hit Wonders.
Oh, we're
going still
this?
Going with One Hit Wonders.
We're going to something else.
Please miss one.
Lunchbox, who sings the song Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, here we go.
The Bloodhound Gang.
That's wrong.
You've been booed.
I thought for sure he'd get that one.
Yeah, that's wrong. It's the Baja Men.
Oh. I wouldn't know.
The Bloodhound Gang sing The Roof Is on Fire.
Oh
my gosh,
Eddie, for the win.
I would have never got Baja Men.
Bones, I needed that
one hit wonder.
Come on,
who sings the one hit wonder Closing Time?
Semisonic.
Correct winner.
Yeah!
Dang it. Woo! You knew I was in trouble when we stuck the music.
Honeymooners came out in 1955.
Well, the category is classic TV.
I know.
Andy Griffith came out a long time ago, too.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah, I'm black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look.
Doesn't matter, guys. Doesn't matter.
Andy,
I won.
You are the winner.
Yeah.
Nice job, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, guys, clap. I won. Guys, hello.
No you one? Become the villain in this game.
I know. It's crazy.
No, it's not crazy. You act like a villain. That's all.
I like acting like the villain.
You act like the villain. You're the villain. Eddie is the winner. Nice job. Yeah. He wins again. One win away from another crown.
Thank you, Morgan.
On the phone right now, Chris, who lives in New York. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Bobby? Morning, studio.
Morning. What's up, bud?
I just wanted to talk about snake in the grass a little bit. You guys are talking about ratings and the age demographic. How is that relevant these days? Most people like me, I stream everything. I don't watch live TV anymore.
I think that's a big problem with any media in general. And, you know, there are different ratings for everything. Obviously, if you're watching it on demand or you're streaming it, that's a different rating than if you're watching it live. And advertisers still want to buy live television as well. And so they look for different age groups that do well. And I said, hey, you know, the first week had a really great week, but our 18 to 49 was a little soft. We came back and we crushed week two, 18 to 49. We're like, dang, rocket ship. We're on the 18 to 49 rocket ship. Here we go. And then they're like, ooh, your 52-year-old went
they
down.
Stopped watching.
And I'm like, dang it.
Can't win.
Duh. So that's what it is. You know, I think most people watch differently. Some on their phone, some on their TV, some streaming. But that is just what they look for on the USA when it runs live. So, and that's a big deal still. And let's hope people keep watching. Monday night, we get another episode. Let's go. Let's do it. We need 1849s and we need 50. If they come back and they're like, guys, infants were down this week.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, all right, I got nothing else.
Infants.
I got nothing else I can do.
Okay.
But that's it, Chris. I think a lot of people watch television the same way you do, myself included, unless it's USA Network 11, 10 Central on Monday nights. Snake in the grass.
Yeah. I've already just dedicated, or just already mentally made a note for the next however many weeks. How many is it left?
There's only six more shows.
Six episodes. More weeks. Like Monday nights, I'm just
that's
up
doable.
Later. I already know what I know.
Thank you. That's very
that
kind
helps
of you.
It helps it sink in better.
And the show really, I've never seen these guys root for me more.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, I've set my Tuesday. I know I'm, because Monday nights I'm going to fall asleep too early. I can't do it. So I know Tuesday when I get off work that I got an afternoon watch. I'm just telling you.
Just do it on Mondays.
Just commit.
But that doesn't help.
You said DVR.
That doesn't help my ratings, though.
You said DVRing helps your ratings.
It does for like a different rating. I guess there's like 10 different types of ratings.
Yeah, you gotta commit.
You can DVR. You can if you want DVR. I thought you wanted to be on the show.
Yeah. I do. I'm sucking it up, and I'll just my sleep because I'm not gonna sleep when I'm out there on snake in the grass.
That's
so
right.
Why am I gonna sleep now?
Sleep when you're dead.
I'm gonna practice.
Sleep when you're dead. Chris, thank you, and I hope that helps a little bit.
A little bit. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Wait, why not a lot of it?
Yeah, just a little.
What did I not, Chris? What else do you need there?
Sorry, a little distracted at a moment.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I think there's a train in the background.
Focus on your
job. It sounds like somebody's doing.
He's definitely doing heavy machinery.
Something with heavy machinery. Yes.
He needs to focus.
All right, Chris. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, do you ever make plans with friends, family, maybe coworkers?
Oh, but that was the question.
No, but you make the plans, and at the time, you're kind of excited about it, and then when it rolls around, you're like, oh gosh, I do not want to do this.
Friends, no. I won't make a plan unless I'm just diehard ready and love it and just like, let's go. If we plan something, I'm excited about doing it. Coworkers or yes, dear God. I never want to do it. But here's how they get me. Hey, man, in December, do you want to? Oh, why not? It's February. Let's rock. Put it on the calendar. Let's do it for 8 hours. And then it gets to be December, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Why do you ask that?
Well, a poll was taken, and a third of Americans admit that they often agree to plans and then later realize, nah, I definitely don't want to go do this. I mean, I have that with everybody. I mean, I'll even admit, even with friends, I mean, I want to see them, but sometimes when the day rolls around, I don't want to either get dressed up and go out and do whatever. I'd rather just, like, stay home and be cozy, or I just want to crawl in my bed and not leave.
I thought you were going to say cry. The only thing that I would say that I tend to regret if it's friends is if we do it a little too late. And I'm like, we gotta do this at 6:30?
Oh.
Like, I'd rather do it at 5, like dinner, because our schedule. But if it's like friends, like if we have something planned, we're gonna go to dinner or something, Like, it's so rare for me to do something that's human. I will spend my day preparing, not getting ready for it, but making sure I'm not too tired to do it because I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. Anybody want to hang out, please? Anybody?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I get sad. I'm like, somebody please just hang out with me.
If you happen to be one of the one-third of Americans that regrets making plans, COVID came along. And that is the number one go-to excuse people use to get out of plans now.
Yeah, it's just still? Tough one. You got to hang on to that one, though, and keep doing it for a few days. Man. You got to commit to that one.
They're like, he's gotten COVID like 10 times
this
year.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Miss Universe, for the first time in history, is going to allow married women and mothers to compete for the title.
It's crazy that that wasn't allowed.
Yeah, right?
It's, bizarre. It's one of those things that you shouldn't keep tradition going just because it's tradition. You're not going to let a married woman or a mom be Miss Universe? That is wild to me. And I guess I never thought about it because I don't think much about Miss Universe.
Right.
But why did you grunt?
I did not know that was a rule, but man, that's crazy.
That they're going to or they had never?
That they had never. But I mean, if they let them, that's fine. I mean, as long as they're hot, that's good.
Okay. And if that...
Can they be pregnant?
No. In a weird way, he's right.
You can still be hot and pregnant.
In a weird way, he's right.
I agree. I'm asking Lunchbox.
If... whatever their rules are, let's say the rules were they have to be hot. They should allow everybody the opportunity
but
to be
hot. But hot is relative.
I know, but I'm saying if that's the rule, if he's like, as long as they're hot, I don't care. Whatever their rule is, great. Everybody should have a shot at it.
And here's the truth. They have to be hot because if you ever watch that, there's no ugly chicks on there.
Okay, but I'm not talking about that. I'm just using yours as an example of it should be universal. Whatever the rule is, they have to be blank. It should be moms. It should be... pregnant if they want to be all of that.
Yeah.
Don't throw pregnant out there.
Well, I don't care. Whatever.
This will go into effect for the 2023 pageant, and that'll be the 72nd year that this has gone down. And yes, we're evolving, thank goodness. Kelsey Ballerini said she's taking ballet to get ready for her tour. It's something that she did when she was 10 years old, but she gave it up when she was 14. But she remembered loving it so much that she started to do it. Because when you're out on tour and you're performing on stage, like you're moving around a lot, you got to do things to make sure that your endurance is up. And she's using ballet as a tool for that.
You know, if your last name is Ballerini, I feel like...
Ballerina? Ballerina?
Yeah, it's like you're... It's like if your last name is Wetzel and you didn't eat pretzels.
Yeah.
And you just refuse to eat pretzels. It's like, no, your last name's Wetzel, so you have to take a shot. I guess, I like it. I like that she's doing ballet, but also Kelsey Ballerini and Kelsey the Ballerina. You almost felt like that's already a thing. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Zane and Max were out for a little walk, I guess a hike in the wilderness of Minnesota with their dog Luigi, when all of a sudden Luigi became separated and they sat there, Luigi, Luigi, nothing for hours. So they're like, you know what? We're going to set up camp. They camped there for 3 days.
Waiting
for the dog. Luigi never came back. So they went home. They put up flyers, social media, everywhere. 29 days later, 30 miles away, a guy's in his cabin. And he sees a dog outside, and he's like, huh. So he calls the sheriff. He's like, hey, man, I found this dog. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's Luigi, reunited with his owners.
Wow.
Couple things. One, I like the name Luigi for a dog.
Very cute.
Luigi, to me, is Mario's brother.
Yeah.
They're plumbers.
The
however, it's weird to have a three-syllable dog name. Think about that.
Good point.
It's a lot. Luigi! You get tired halfway through.
I have one. Coachella.
Coach, yeah, it's tough.
You say coach?
No.
But I would think you would just, like doing a shortcut of it.
Yo, C, get over here.
Coach. I mean, even Stanley, two, and I get tired. I'm like, Stanley, I kind of fade at the end. All right, Lunchbox.
Yeah, but the dog lost about 25 pounds, some toenails, and is not speaking about what he did on his adventure.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet.
Probably saving it for a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics.
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps. You think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.